In the woods, in the mountains, is a good place to begin. A song about a black bear living in his black bear den, doing all the black bear things a black bear just might do.
This is the Children's Hour. You just heard Black Bear by Black Bear. And we're thinking about bears because we're learning about bears. We're joined today by Lynn Rogers. Dr. Rogers is the director and founder of the North American Bear Center. It is in Ely, Minnesota. And he joins us from Ely. The kids have a lot of questions for you. Let's go over to Marcel.
How big are bears?
Well, the sun bear is the smallest bear. They'd be like 100 pounds. But black bears, the heaviest one on record is 902 pounds. But when I look at a bear, I'm not thinking really how big it is. I'm just thinking, what is its temperament? What is its personality? And is this the bear I can get to know? Because the way I do research, I started out by capturing bears, tranquilizing them so they wouldn't hurt me and they'd hold still, let me take measurements. I really wasn't learning a lot about what bears are really like.
So your interest was really like more into like their behavior and their lifestyle and things like that.
That's the stuff I had to learn to really know their ways and their needs. That's what I had to know if I could be close to a bear without getting hurt. As I got to know that they are not the dangerous animals I thought, that they can build trust. And once they trust you, they don't do their blustery, scary stuff. They just do that because they are feeling anxiety. And when they're not feeling anxiety anymore, they're just calm, and I can walk with them, spend the night with them right next to them, and never have to worry.
How old do bears typically live? And does that change a lot whether they're in captivity or not?
Well, yes, they have a better chance of living into their 30s if they're in captivity, but most of them die in their 20s. It just depends on so much. The fear of bears is so prominent that in many places, if people see a bear that has lost some fear of people, then they fear that here's a bear that would dare to attack and kill me. People feel way better if they see a bear running away.
Well, I mean, I have to admit, I've seen a bear in the wild, and I felt better when it ran away. I did, and I was scared when it was near me because there was a part of me instinctively, it felt like, that knew I should be careful.
Because they're powerful, and I think we have a natural fear of any animal that has bigger, more pointed teeth than we have.
That seems like a reasonable fear, you know, of animals with big teeth, you know?
That's an animal that could do some damage. But what I have done with bears, actually, is as I got to know them and I started thinking about their behavior in terms of their fear rather than my fear, and if I'd see a bear jump towards me, slam its feet down and blow, look really scary, I'd say, "I'm sorry, bear. Here, let me lay down. Do you feel better now?" What I wanted to do for research is be trusted, like Jane Goodall was with the chimpanzees. So I would act in ways that would build trust, not build fear. Then I'd lay down, I'd throw food to them, I'd throw it closer and closer, and they dared to come closer if I was laying down. And as time went on, the bears that really trusted me would ignore me. They just go about their lives. That meant I could learn a lot. I could be with a mother with cubs in the woods. She wouldn't think about attacking me. He's just there. He's part of the woodwork. And as they grew to ignore me, then I could be right with them within touching distance. And then I could count how many bites they take of each food in each habitat, how they spend their time. I'd end up with 24 hours of complete data. What a bear does in a day, it just makes a person feel comfortable with a wild bear that trusts you. Now, not all bears can become trusting. I think about bear behavior, everything I say, like a bell-shaped curve.
So what that means is, like, most of the bears behave in this, like, in the center, like this. But some bears are a little one way and some bears are a little another way. Just kind of like people.
I was wondering, so if you could have like a dog as a pet, could you have a bear as a pet?
Some people do. Actually, there's a time in their life when they decide what is good and bad around them. And that's between 6 and 12 weeks of age. That's when they're a little newborn cub in a den. And at 6 weeks, they start to open their eyes. At about 12 weeks, they leave the den. Well, during that 6-week period, they decide who's good and who's bad. And if you get a bear when it's that age, it will bond with you. After that, it's harder to get it to bond with you. That's why the bears that I walk with are not bonded with me. They just ignore me, because I'm nothing to them.
It's probably terribly unkind to take a bear between 6 weeks and 12 weeks old. It's certainly not the life it would want. But when we have seen bears in places like circuses, that must be how they tamed them and trained them.
Bears that they want to train, that's the 6 to 12 week period is when they bond with their owner, who is feeding them bottles and stuff to raise them, so that they trust each other. And then as they get older and older, they train the bears using food. You get a treat if you do this.
Ah. Our guest is Dr. Lynn Rogers, and he has shown the world that bears are not as scary as we might think at first. We have a lot more questions for him and a lot more to learn about bears. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Stick with us.
If you care about bears, you should be aware there are 8 unique species to compare. Some are fairly common, some extremely rare. We have a few bear facts to share. I'm talking about polar bears, sun bears, moon bears, sloth bears, spectacled panda, brown bear, black bear. One thing in common, they love to eat. We've named all 8, now let's repeat. Polar bear, sun bear, moon bear, sloth bear, spectacled panda, brown bear, black bear. What makes a brown bear different from a black? Let's go down the list, share a few more facts. Polar bears are pigeon-toed, they walk on ice, blend in with the snow, but they're really not white. Their skin is black, their fur is clear, they come from the Arctic far away from here.
Sun bears.
Sun bears love to eat honey and bees. They climb through the trees like chimpanzees from Southeast Asia, smallest bear of all. Some people say that they look like dogs. Bears also called Asian blacks. On the chest is a large light triangle patch. They live in trees throughout the year. They got a fluffy black collar and Mickey Mouse ears. Black and shaggy with long white claws. People used to think they were related to sloths. Bulbous snout, tongue hanging to the ground. They suck up bugs with a slurping sound. Get their name from a pattern on their face. Only bear found in South America today. Build nest in trees by folding leaves. Mothers sing their cubs to sleep. Panda bear has mysterious ways. They eat bamboo 12 hours a day. In an all-green forest, they're black and white. Didn't quite get the camouflage right. Even so, they're still hard to find. Their population is in decline. Trying to protect the remaining few, but they don't seem to like to have babies in zoos. Brown bears have a big hump on their back. Talk about the grizzly and the Kodiak. They're extremely fast, active after nightfall. Most widely distributed bear of all. There are far more black bears than any other kind. Populated areas don't seem to mind. Sometimes colored brown, cinnamon or white. Much more active by day than night. Polar bears, sun bears, moon bears, sloth bears, spectacle, panda, brown bear, black bear. One thing in common, they love to eat. We've named all 8, but no time to repeat. We're getting to the end, just about through. Hope you learned a little fact or two. Perhaps we're all a little more aware about the fascinating creatures that we call bears.
What about the gummy bear?
That's Key Wilde and Mr. Clark. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Our guest today is Dr. Lynn Rogers. He is a biologist who has spent his life studying bears. Kodiak.
Where do bears live?
It depends on what kind of bear it is. In North America, polar bears, of course, live up in the Arctic.
Do they make dens in the snow? Do they live in little snow dens?
Yep, right, they do. They find big piles of snow. They dig into them. They have their cubs in the winter. They snuggle the cubs to keep them warm.
And we think of bears as living in things like caves and holes they dig. That's how they live, right? Like when we see a cave, there very well could be a bear at the back of that cave.
Could be, yes. For black bears, they make any kind of den you could ever think of. Sometimes it's a burrow in the ground. Sometimes it's a hollow tree. Sometimes it's a big pile of grass that they raked up on the surface of the ground. usually where they can stay out of the wind. Yeah, it could be just about anything. Under somebody's porch.
Wow.
You've talked a little bit about how you've walked with bear and have fed them, but I don't think that's something lots of everyday people should do. So how should an everyday person act when they see a bear or they know they're in an area with bears?
Well, if a person wants to feel totally safe, I would carry a little can of Halt. That's a kind of pepper spray, but it's weaker than the usual pepper spray. Actually, I remember testing pepper spray, and they said, yeah, but how do you know where the bear is not going to get mad and kill you? I said, I don't think it will. Well, nobody dared to test it, so I was the first one that tested pepper spray face-to-face with a bear without a fence between, with wild bears.
So we have you to thank for bear spray. That's pretty cool. You can learn more about what Dr. Rogers has written about this very topic. We've put links at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Bears.
What do black bears prefer to eat?
Actually, certain kinds of nuts are, I believe, their favorites. Hazelnuts, acorns, beech nuts, hickory nuts. They also like berries. But if those foods aren't available, like it was a frost or a drought and the berries didn't develop, then they're going to be eating more vegetation. And that would be like the nicest green young grasses where the nutrients are still in a fluid form and they're easy to digest.
But not fish.
Yes, they do. But when I have walked with bears that were in areas where they would be fishing, if there was a good berry crop back in the woods, they'd forget the fish and go back and eat berries.
Mm.
But on the other hand, brown bears get way bigger than grizzly bears because they have fish. And that's a nutritious food. They prefer the fish eggs. If there's a lot of fish, they'll catch a fish. They'll bite the brain and eat the eggs. They leave the rest. If there's not a lot of fish and they're hungry, well, they'll eat the whole fish.
What does a whale's fur feel like on different types?
So what do the different types of fur feel like? Are they really soft? I'm imagining them feel a little bit like a kitten in there.
It's not as fine a fur as a kitten. It's coarser fur. And two types. There's the guard hairs, that's the big fur that you see. Then under that is the under fur, and that's much finer fur, more like cat fur. They grow the under fur to keep them warm in winter. Then in the spring, they lose the under fur, and eventually they shed the guard hairs and start with brand new hair coming out, making a nice smooth look to their fur.
Oh, pandas bears?
Yes.
But they're not true bears.
Oh, they are, yeah. But they're the most vegetarian of the bears. They eat a lot of bamboo. I don't know any other bear that could survive like that.
That's the voice of Dr. Lynn Rogers. He's the founder and principal biologist at the North American Bear Center in Ely, Minnesota. We have more with Dr. Rogers coming up, and there are a lot of links posted at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Bears.
You're listening to The Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting The Children's Hour. Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the New Mexico Children's Foundation.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. look for The Children's Hour.